SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Europe leads COVID-19 mass vaccination efforts. After months of deliberation, Western Australia reopens its borders to New South Wales and Victoria. And in cricket, Cameron Green pushing for test selection after hitting an unbeaten 114 runs against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Britain has become the first country to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine this week, with 800,000 doses now available. Priority is given to people over the age of 80, frontline healthcare workers, and care home staff and residents. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon praised the landmark programme.
Of course, while we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, we're not there, and while we are seeing the vaccination programme roll out and can feel optimistic about that, it's really important that all of us stick to all of the other protections and mitigations that are in place to try to keep the virus under control.
And immunizations begin in Moscow this weekend as Russia's new Sputnik V vaccine is distributed across the country. Last night, military personnel in Russia's eastern regions were given the vaccine. Australia is one step closer to domestic quarantine-free travel, with Queensland reopening its borders to travellers from Adelaide this weekend. South Australia's capital was declared a COVID-19 hotspot 3 weeks ago after a cluster was identified in the city's northern suburbs. Health Minister Yvette Doth says Queensland is looking forward to the change, but warns people must remain vigilant.
Of course, our message in opening up the borders to those people coming from Adelaide, and we welcome them arriving for Queensland and to holiday and to visit family and friends. But the message is clear. We must continue to be vigilant. We must continue to practice good hygiene.
Meanwhile, Western Australia will reopen its border to New South Wales and Victoria today. Travel between the two states was in doubt after a Sydney quarantine hotel cleaner tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Travellers from South Australia will be allowed to enter Western Australia without needing to quarantine from this coming Friday, pending no further coronavirus outbreaks. Almost 200 people have been released from self-isolation. They were considered close contacts of two international travellers who flew to Melbourne without first quarantining in New South Wales. The two German nationals returned two negative COVID-19 test results. They will remain in quarantine for 14 days and will be tested again on the 11th day. New South Wales Police has taken responsibility for the error. Meanwhile, arriving international travellers who test positive in Adelaide will be moved to dedicated floors in one of the city's quarantine hotels. Health Minister Stephen Wade says officials planned comprehensively for this next chapter.
This is no rush job from SA Health. This is a very careful planning of a dedicated facility which will not only provide a higher level of security and safety for COVID-positive patients, but also lower the risk for the general medi-hotel population. I believe that this is a significant strengthening of what was already a first-class regime.
At least one person has died and 200 others have been hospitalized due to an unidentified illness in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. The illness was detected Saturday evening in Uluru, with patients experiencing symptoms ranging from nausea and anxiety to loss of consciousness. A 45-year-old man who was hospitalized with symptoms similar to epilepsy and nausea died Sunday evening, the Press Trust of India news agency reports. Officials are trying to determine the cause of the illness, with all patients testing negative for COVID-19. Andhra Pradesh has recorded 800,000 COVID-19 infections. And in cricket, rising star Cameron Green is pushing his case for test selection after hitting an unbeaten 114 runs against India. It was the 21-year-old's fifth century in just his 20th professional match. Australia A coach Matthew Mott complimented the talented young batsman.
Yeah, he was really enjoying the contest, was very clear on his plans and what he was trying to do against everything that India threw at him. So very happy for him. What stands out is that temperament and composure, and he just seems like he belongs. So obviously, he's an outrageous talent with the ball as well. So I think it's pretty exciting to see what he brings to the table.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot with a possible late storm, 39 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a cloudy 18. Hobart, much the same as yesterday, also 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Wollongong, much the same as yesterday, also 19. Sydney, mostly sunny. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. and Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm at 34 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.